And let me just remind you, we've watched a pandemic come into the nation, right? We've watched churches shut down. We've watched businesses shut down. We've watched suicide go up 600%. That's happening right now. We've watched all of that. We watched the rioting in the streets. And now the West Coast is on fire. And I'm not hearing too much from the pulpit these days about repentance. What in the name of all that is right is wrong with the pulpit? We cannot act like this is just the new normal. Who's going to do it? We have a problem. And I'm not perfect. There's stuff in our church where we have problems in our church. We're trying to address our problems. But that's the issue, right? Do you recognize that you've got problems? And are you addressing them? As leadership teams, as elders, we must learn to pray. Our churches need to learn to pray. Remember when there used to be prayer meetings? That used to be a thing. How come the prayer meetings haven't come back? Honestly, why aren't we praying? Why aren't churches gathering corporately to pray? I don't understand this. Why? We want to end abortion. I get that. But we got bigger problems at home. And abortion is a huge problem. But I'm telling you, we need to take care of home. The first thing that we have to do is find all those areas. We have to seek them out in our churches. And we got to find something and repent of it. We got to find those things and cry out to God. According to the Word of God, see where it's a violation and lay it down before God and say, we are the men. We are the ones responsible. We're the ones who led our churches this way. That's what we need. That's what we need. Yes, we should do everything. And don't everybody just go home and say, I'm not going back tomorrow. You know, the guy just said, sorry guys, I didn't mean to do that. What I'm saying is that, yes, do all these things we're going to be talking about tomorrow, obviously. Right? I did a couple of films about that stuff. But what I'm trying to encourage you guys with is that don't just look at the mechanics, all right? Don't just look at the mechanics, step one, step two, step three. We can do this thing if we just check off the boxes. That's all I'm saying. This has got to be a move of God. It's got to be a revival. If revival is going to happen, it's got to be repentance. People have got to get on their faces before God and cry out to God for mercy on this nation. We need to cry out for ourselves. We can cry out for the people who have aborted their babies. And we can cry out for the people who are producing pornography. We can cry out for the homosexuals and all that nonsense. And we should cry out for that. But man, we got to own our sin. The world sees us pointing the finger at everybody else and they see us living as hypocrites. We have to cry out to God for our sin. The compromises that we've made on the gospel that Corey was talking about here in the first session. How we've made it as easy as fall off a log. That'd be a great place to start in most churches. Preach the gospel again, for crying out loud. But it's even deeper than that. And rather than try to give you every little thing that I think you ought to do, we'd be here all night. I want to just encourage you, read the Minor Prophets. Be good for the leadership of churches to read the Minor Prophets. See that we also are the covenant people of God. And that God's law never changes. The prophets called out against the evils that they saw. And those same evils are still in the churches today. That's what I'm saying.